Among the most central pieces of the classical music repertoire are the 16 string quartets Beethoven composed over the full length of his career. For classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, these quartets, especially those recorded by the Budapest String Quartet, were also central to his own musical experience. There are now 3 complete sets of Beethoven quartets by the Budapest. The stereo version from the late 50s and early 60s has finally been released on CD. Here's Lloyd's review.
The Budapest String Quartet has always been my standard for chamber music. I grew up listening to their recordings and especially admired not only their gorgeous sound, but the uncanny interaction among all 4 players, even when there were changes of personnel. They had a way of playing as if they were speaking to each other, expressing deep and sometimes complicated feelings. One of my most memorable concert experiences when I was 20 was the only time I ever heard the Budapest in person. The concert was sold out, but the management decided to sell seats on the stage. It was like being in a room and overhearing an enthralling conversation only a few feet away. I learned the Beethoven quartets under 2 remarkable circumstances. I took an amazing course on the quartets in college, directed by the great violinist and historian Boris Schwartz, no relation. Instead of playing recordings, he assembled a string quartet from the faculty, himself on first violin. So each musical illustration was presented by the live musicians, and after each lecture, the group would play the entire quartet. One summer, my undergraduate mentor invited me to house sit at her Greenwich Village studio while she was on vacation. I wouldn't have to pay rent if I promised to listen to her recordings of the Budapest Quartet playing Beethoven. The Beethoven quartets are, maybe along with his 32 piano sonatas, a kind of lifelong spiritual autobiography. Like Shakespeare, Beethoven starts out by showing his influences while he is already striking out on his own, keeping well within the old 18th century formal boundaries, but leaving behind the sublime nuances of Mozart and the refined wit of Haydn for a new romantic energy. When he returns to quartet writing in the middle of his career, his ambitions are vaster. He expands the very nature of the string quartet. The works are denser, grander, yet more personal, like Shakespeare's dark comedies. Near the end of his career, Beethoven completes 5 more quartets, and these so-called late quartets are among the most extraordinary compositions in all of music, longer than any previous string quartet, infinitely more complex in form as well as in content. The quartet number 15 in A minor became the model for T.S. Eliot's great poetic meditation on time, the 4 quartets. One of the quartets is in 7 movements instead of the usual 4. One movement, a great fugue, is so convoluted and intense it's on the edge of atonality, and so long Beethoven ended up making it a separate, independent opus. Thank you. There are three complete recorded cycles of the 16 Beethoven string quartets by the Budapest Quartet. My touchstone is still the set they made for Columbia in the early 1950s, playing the magnificent instruments owned by the Library of Congress. This complete series has never been issued on CD in this country. There's also a remarkable series on the Bridge label, live concerts at the Library of Congress between 1940 and 1962. And now, more than 50 years after its original LP release, Sony has finally issued on CD the studio recordings the Budapest made in the late 50s and early 60s in stereo. Some of these performances are less subtle, less purely beautiful than the earlier set, but as I hope you've been hearing, they have their own large dimension of drama and power and heart, and they are equally indispensable.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Phoenix and teaches in the MFA program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed the Budapest String Quartet Plays Beethoven, the Complete String Quartets, an 8-CD set just issued by Sony. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.